Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than
over through Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you stopped by the show today. And before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for what you have given us, each and every one of us that will listen to this broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to take care of each and every one. Dear Heavenly Father, let me be able to minister to what you have given me, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to convey to someone else, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to open up our ears and our understanding today. Open our heart, dear Heavenly Father, where we may have more love that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. We give you praise today for what you're doing and what you're going to do on this broadcast today. We thank you for every person that will listen in or call in. We ask you to just lift it. We want to lift them up today before you, dear Heavenly Father, because it's all about you. It's not about us. And we give you praise and we give you the glory today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today we're going to be talking about the ministry of listening. And some of the tag words that I'll be using would be listening, speaking, writing, parents, and heart. And you know, the word of God says in Proverbs 18 and 13, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. And you'll find that in Proverbs 18 and 13. And as I was going through the scripture, talking about listening, the ministry of listening, a lot of people, when they're sitting in the synagogue sanctuary, and they say, well, they're listening, you know, and some are taking notes. And then you may ask them when they come out of the service, what did they talk about today? And they'll tell you everything about what they really heard, but listening. So today I said, well, we will talk about ministry of listening. And, you know, as I went to the Word of God, you know, translating the verb translated here or listening is used in a variety of ways in the Old Testament. And in human terms, the simplest meaning indicates hearing a sound or a voice. You know, the negative cannot hear and is used in discussion of idols, which was in Deuteronomy 4 and 28. But to hear can also mean to pay attention or to understand. You know, we need to give heed to someone when they're talking. We listen. And as I was thinking about that, what is listening? Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, does it mean allowing another person to speak while our minds span with the things we intend to say? This is not really listening. Truly listening is a ministry that we can do for others. It includes seeking to understand others before we try to make them understand us. Imagine going to, I'm going to use this, to a doctor or either to a dentist with a toothache. Before you open your mouth, he tells you that the last person who came to him needed a molar pull. That solved his problem, and he is sure it would relieve your pain as well. But that wasn't the reason you went in. We will really quickly lose our trust in such a dentist. But how many people expect others to trust them even though they neglect to listen? When others speak, so many times you start a conversation. Someone just walk up and take over the conversation, really don't know what you're talking about. They're not listening. They're just blotting in and just taking over from what you said or trying to grasp what you said and have everything out of context. That's all. They was not listening. You know, the only way to meet individual needs is to listen. When people talk, Jesus was once asked to pass judgment on a woman who everyone knew had a companion in sin. You know, Jesus reported by writing in the dust, as though he heard them not. But Jesus had listened. Well, after the accusers left, he spoke gracious words that addressed the woman's need. neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. You'll find that in John 8 through 11. You can read that at your leisure. You know, listening shows that we care about others. People will not care how much we know until they know how much we care about them. You know, the best way to show we care is to listen. Someone may call you on the phone, paraphrasing and using that as an example, and they call to talk to you about something very important. You just start going on and on and on and on, and finally they say, oh, yeah, well, what you wanted to talk about? You forgot what you called because you're listening to them, but they never really listen to you because you called them to convey a message. And they just go on and on. And, you know, that's why when we say listening, you know, within the family, we should take time to listen to each other. How many family members actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another? You know, children need to pay attention when their parents talk, but parents need to listen too. You know, we want to do all the telling the child this, whether in a small child or an adult or a teenager, but do we sit down and take time to listen to what they actually have to say? You know, if they prescribe remedies without listening to their children and you, they are like a dentist pulling teeth without an exam. How much stress and pain could be avoided if we all took time to listen with our heart? You know, to judge individually before listening to them is a form of rejection. We have to take time to listen, even in ministry. You know, you're listening for the voice of God. That means you're listening attentively. You want to do what God is telling you to do. But when so many distractions come upon you, you tune out what God has said. You don't know what direction to go in, or you were so bombarded with so many distractions, you didn't even realize God was really standing right there, right next to you, speaking to you, telling you what to do. That's ministry of listening. So many people take things when you're speaking about the Bible. You may be reading a scripture. They may not have their Bible. You say, this is what the scripture say, not what I'm saying. I may be reading, but this here where you can go home and read it for yourself. So that means they should be sitting there listening because it may be a nugget that God has given them today or night, whatever time it may be, where that might be a nugget that person needed. And they missed it because they were not listening. You know, we have so many people today, when you're on the road, you're supposed to pay attention and listen. You listen for a fire truck, police car coming, an ambulance, you know, someone coming through with their music so loud, boopity boop boop boop. You're listening, but you can't really hear what you need to hear because there's so many distractions. So today we are talking about the ministry of listening. We have to set aside a time in our day where we go before God and we just really listen. We're always talking to God, but are you listening to hear what God is saying to you? So that way, you know, sometimes we have to be listening. We can't let this alligator run, boop, 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 50 miles an hour. We got to sit down sometime, hear a person out. But we're so quick to jump to conclusion. Somebody may have called you to bless you with a blessing. And before they can bless you, you done told them 500 things. And by the time they get through, then they're going to ask you, oh, what was you saying? But you really wasn't listening. I called you to tell you, I'm just paraphrasing it, I need you to go to the bank. I need you to get a bank money order. Okay, they're going to say, well, I don't have the money. And you're going to say, well, I have wired you the money already for what you need to maybe to pay a bill. But you was going so you didn't hear. That's the same way in ministry. We have to pay attention, not only to the elder or the apostle or the prophet or the bishop or the evangelist, but to be able to convey the message, they're speaking to you about what God had given them. So that means you have to sit there and listen, because just what they're giving may not be for you that day, but you may meet somebody in the course of that day that message going to touch. And by you listening attentively, you will be able to pass that message on to someone else. And even for yourself, it could be a nugget that was right there in that message, and you missed it because you either got distracted or you were talking or you was doing something else other than listening. And we as men and women of God go through that period in ministry. You know, I had been thinking lately of ministering, of listening. I thought about it. You know, we live in a world where a lot of talk goes on all day, all around us. Most of the time, as we contribute our share to that talk, we love to do it. We all love to talk. We love to gab and run our mouth. You know, that's part of our makeup. We love to get our ideas out. We love to share our views with others, whether it's about the Word of God, whether it's about a job, you know, whether it's about the family. But we love to talk, and don't get to where a lot of those like to talk on the phone. Some want to tell you about the stories. They're going to hold a conversation on the phone. Girl, are you listening? Because they're talking, so they don't miss the important part they want to catch. They've missed it. So I'm just giving you different example on listening today. You know, but in the midst of all, how many of us take the time to really listen, to hear what others are saying? No, Jesus, as love to God, begun with listening to God. Word, our love for others, learning to listen to them. You know, we think we need to contribute something to a conversation by adding our two cents. How many times all of us are guilty of that? But did you ever stop to think that sometimes listening can be a greater service than speaking? And I remember a lady that used to stay on my street when I was coming up. And she used to tell me all the time. She said, and I have a guest that have come on to just a minute. Guests, I'm going to be right on with you. And she said, Sadie, don't do a lot of talking. Be a good listener. And that stuck with me. And today, that's why I'm bringing this program, Ministry of Listening. She said, you will hear more if you just sit and listen. Don't open your mouth, so you'll be surprised how much information you will get by just listening. Something that you needed to know and don't know where really to go. You may be in a conversation. Sometimes you may be standing up in the line, and I'm going to know because most women, that's what they do. They're at the grocery store or they're at the department store, and they're standing in line to check out or looking around the rack of clothes, and somebody might be that far, and they're talking, and you're not trying to pay attention to what they say, but they're going to start saying something that you've been searching for, and when they start talking, your ears cock up, just like that little dog, and you'll be saying, let me move over just a little bit without being conceited the way they think. I'm just really listening to their conversation. And then before you know it, exactly what you needed to say to do something or somewhere you needed to go or somewhere you've been trying to find, that person was talking and you was listening. Oh, that's where it is. You'll say to yourself, I know how to get there now. By listening. But if they're talking, you playing a lot of loud music and all this stuff, you're going to miss it. So that's the same way with us in the body of Christ. When we are given a charge and a command, God has commanded us to do different things. And if we're not listening to God when he tells us, I need you to go a certain place, pick up a bag of groceries and bring them back, and I'm going to tell you what to do with them. But you may call 10 people and go on and on and on. And you're fixing to miss your blessing because God had something for you to do with that bag of groceries. Paraphrasing, I'm using that as an example. So it's different things God had you to do. He might have woke you up at 12 last night and told you to get on your knees and pray. But was you listening? Or did you say, that ain't nothing but the devil. You're going to get up and go to the refrigerator or do something else or get on the computer. But when you really think about it, are you doing and listening to what God is saying? I have a caller that is not on the air. Let me bring this caller in. For anyone that wants to call in, hit one on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. Good afternoon, caller. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I am blessed. How are you?
I'm blessed. I am one of those. I'm glad you're on this subject again. I called in last week on the car. You're talking to me, sister. The Holy Ghost is talking to you to talk to me. I do have that problem of listening. And I am blessed to know today that I'm learning on your blog how to get over and overcome this situation. So continue to keep on talking to me so I can continue to listen.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for coming on today, caller.
Yeah, this is Alicia, one of your favorite listeners. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you so much. Many people desperately search for an ear that will listen. And, you know, sometimes, sadly, they do not find the ear they need among Christians. Because these Christians are talking when they should be listening. My. But if we can no longer listen to our sisters and brothers, we will soon no longer be able to listen to God. You know, whenever we think our time is too valuable to spend keeping quiet, we will eventually have no time for God and for others, only time for ourselves and our own little plans. You know, I've learned to listen. And I'm going to just make you laugh a little while. I know this show, but, you know, you need a little laughter in your life. I had surgery about 25 to 30 years ago, head surgery. And I've always been quiet, meek and mild, still meek and mild. But since God had me in ministry, I talk more now. I'm listening, but I talk more sometimes. And so my mother told me way before she passed on, and she said, I think they took something out they should have left in. Because your mouth go now like a bell clapper. I can't look like seem to close it. So I had to curtail when my mother told me that. Wait a minute. You've been a really quiet person, not saying much. So how are you going to speak when God tells you, I need you to go this place and that place and speak? I go into the prison 3, 4, 5 times a week to different prisons and jail. I'm speaking, kind of, but I'm listening also. I'm speaking to the men and women, but I'm listening to on what they're saying. I'm not just trying to throw everything that I have as a mail carrier to them, but I'm receiving what they say by me listening. So that's helped me. So when I convey a message, I can tell when they're listening, and when they convey a message to me, for sure they know I am listening. So, you know, I thank God for that, you know, that whenever we think our time is too valuable to spend keeping quiet, we will eventually have no time for God. You know, and this is a problem, too, when we do that kind of listening. Call listening with half an ear, you know. That's when we just can't wait for the other person to finish so we can just jump right back in again. You know, you've met people like that. You're trying to say, well, wait a minute, hold on, let me finish getting this out, what I'm trying to say. And they have taken the ball and run with it, and you're just standing up there with your mouth open. And they said, well, wasn't that what you was going to say? Well, no, you didn't let me finish saying what I was going to say. So it's so important that we learn to listen to one another. Well, today, this show is the Ministry of Listening. And some of the tag words that you may have heard already is listening, speaking, writing, parents, and heart. And, you know, I know you say writing. Okay, when you're listening, you can write good notes. If you're in school, college, while you're listening, you can jot down some important things that may be good for the test you're going to take. You know, parents. A lot of times parents do all the talking. The children listen. But sometimes the parents going to have to sit back and listen to the children. Not that they're overruling what the parents say, but sometimes the children do have some good information they want to share with the parents. So don't cut your child off before you finish listening to what he or she may be telling you, because she may be telling you you're getting ready to go, say, to church or to school. To the store. Your child just came that way. See, it's a roadblock, a bad wreck. But just as he or she get ready, say, well, mother, don't take Oak Street. Go Phillips Street. Oh, well, I know I'm going to da-da-da-da, and you fly on out the house. You didn't finish letting the child say to prevent you from running into a brick wall. And then when you finally get back, well, why didn't you tell me? And what did I tell you? Well, I was trying to tell you, but you cut me off at the pass. You wouldn't even listen to me. And, you know, that's what's happening right now in the homes, in the schools, in ministry. People do not want to listen anymore. Everybody want to do it their way or it's no way at all. Sometimes somebody can tell you something by listening. I've heard so many good tidbits on things that have carried me through life from Europe and all over that I have kept instilled within me that have helped me. But if I all the time had my alligator running, I never could get anything. I would never know anything. But if I would close this alligator and just listen with these two ears God give me, you would be surprised on how many that you are actually here that will help you. So right now, I'm going to take a quick break and put on a song that I know you all will like. And I want God to do justice today. And I'm going to put it on.
You here, we need a word from the Lord that
Amen, amen. We do need the Lord to stop by here. I know y'all need him to stop by y'all place where y'all are right now. Today we're talking about ministry of listening. And you know, so many of us, don't really know how to listen. We're so much on getting our point across or just going on off at the mouth, and I just call it an alligator, you know. But we have to learn sometimes just to sit back and listen. You will learn a lot just by listening. Keeping your mouth closed a little while and be a good listener. You know, you used to hear your parents say, just listen. That's why that happened to you, because you do not want to listen. You know, they told Johnny, don't do this here, and told Sarah, don't do this here. But they didn't listen to Mama. Then when it got in trouble, they called them. They said, well, if you'd have just listened. And that same way we're talking about through the Word of God and ministering on listening. And, you know, we presume to know already what the others has to say. And the sooner that person get it said, the sooner we can talk again. That's no way to listen as a priest of Jesus Christ to others. You know, it's not a wonder that we have lost what has been called the greatest service of listening that God has committed to us, that of hearing another's confession. When you're listening, you really listening attentively to hear when someone say, I have something to share with you. I have a confession to make, or this is what I've done at such and such an age, or wherever I lived in such and such a time. And some people just take it over, have never even been to that country or to that city. And then you stand up there just looking at them. They done cut you off at the pass. You know, you've met some people like that. You know, God has committed us that of hearing another's confession. You know, and in James 5 and 6, it says, confess your sins to one another, not because another person can take the place of Christ to forgive your sin, but confess to one another to find the love of Christ incarnated in someone who listens to you. You know, how many people do you suppose have trust enough in your willingness to listen today? Those that may be on the archive, those that's on the phone line today, how many of you all are willing to listen to someone today? You know, do you suppose having trust enough in your willingness to listen to them that they will confess their sins to you? Just think about it. How much more should we Christians remember that our ministry of listening have been given to us by the one who is the greatest listener, who hear our deepest cry, even our Lord God? Let us listen to others with the ear of God. You know, a lot of people say, have you ever heard God's voice? No. How you know you haven't heard it? Because you've been running your mouth, so he was giving you a message. He was giving you something to do just today. He was telling you where to go, or even to find something in the scripture that you've been looking for, or to explain something to you. He wanted you to go have that little quiet time with him and just listen just for a little while. He don't try to keep you all day. And, you know, I love the Lord. For he heard my voice, and because he turned his to me, I will call on him, because I know he's right there listening. And how many of you all can see that today, that you really know God is listening when you call on him? And in Psalms 116, I'm going to turn over there in verses 1 through 2. It say, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication. Because he has inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Here you can call upon God. He is listening. He's standing right there with open arms, coming to you, or you go to him. where he's sitting there listening. He hear every thought, not only when you open your mouth. He already knows the thought that you have. And then when you open your mouth, he's listening to every word, every prayer that you have prayed. He's listening to it. Everything you have said to someone, whether it was good or bad, he's listening. And, you know, it's just so awesome to be able to have. I know you, a lot of you all that's listening to this broadcast today have said, you know, that person is so easy to talk with. They sit there, they didn't bombard me, but they just listened to what I had to say. They heard me out. And, you know, that's a blessing right there in itself, where you can sit down and have a genuine conversation with somebody. And they're not cut you off for three or four times, but they actually sit there and listen to you. Went to somebody to seek help. You might have went to your pastor, you might have went to your family member, or to a close friend, that you were seeking some understanding, even from the Word of God. It's something you read that you didn't understand, so you asked somebody else for some clarity of it. But now if you're going to do all the talking and not listen while they're telling you what God is sharing with them, you're still going to miss it. So that means we have to pay attention. We have to listen. We have to minister. That's a ministry in itself right there, listening. You know, in our work as Christian leaders, we tend to equate touch with the quality of God that is deeply large for ministry. We have a God who listens. You know, even among our fellow workers, those with whom the door at the beginning of the day is important. When you go to your job, the majority of us, we come in, we say, good morning. Some people, you know, give you something really bad, what's good about this morning, but you acknowledge them. You were speaking to them, but were they really listening? Or you came in and you had such a funny look on your face, they didn't take the time to find out what was going on in your life that day or at that moment, what had happened. If they just took a little time just to listen, you might have been contemplating suicide. And you've been talking on this maybe for a week, but they never heard it because they wasn't listening. They was doing everything. You may have told them that I have sinned or I want to be saved. I would like to be baptized. It's different scenarios that I'm using today with this broadcast on ministry of listening. You always say, well, I want Johnny and Sue to come in. I want them to accept Christ. But when Johnny and Sue come to you to tell you what they want to share with you that God has been speaking to them about, you go off on a frenzy, a tangent with them, and you just jump all the conclusion, and they get up and leave you, and they go out still lost because you wasn't listening. So as men and women of God, how many times did you listen to those that's pastors, apostles, evangelists, bishops, teachers? How many times do you actually listen to your congregation? Or do you do all the talking, but you don't sit down and be taught and get some listening? Let somebody talk to you and you listen for a change, not just you do all the talking. Because, you know, sometimes we come up in our life where just because you are a minister or you ministering, even in psalms, you know, psalms have so many meaning, the words in the song that would touch, and nobody have to say a word. It would touch your very heart. And when it touch you, you want to share it with somebody. And when you start talking to that person, they brush you off. They wasn't listening. So today we're talking about the ministry of listening. I have a caller that would like to talk at this time. Let me see who it is. Yes, caller, you are now on the air. Good afternoon, caller. you are now on the air.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing? This is Sister Alicia again.
Yes,
this is Alicia again. I have a question. Sometimes I want to know, like, when you have a disability. Now, I'm listening to those that what you're speaking on spiritually and teaching on this listening. But you have some people with a disability of gabbing as well as listening. Then you have some people that think just because you're talking 50 miles an hour that you have a head and they say it. But then what do you do when that's going on and you do know how to listen as well as talk because that's part of your disability or something or the way God has developed you to be?
Okay, well now, excuse me, I feel if you have a talk of gab, you have to, as you're talking, you got to breathe in, exhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. That means if you're going to talk all the while and you need something done and you're not listening to the person that's going to give you the direction you want to go in, even special need. It's special need people that don't do, they may talk, but then they stop and they're looking at you with their eyes. They're listening with their ears, and if they can't speak, they're reading your lips, and they'll do sign language, hopefully that you understand what they're doing. But it comes a point in the time that all of us should listen.
Yes, ma'am.
No matter how much you talk, and you know, a lot of people like to throw some things on a disability. Well, I have a son that has a disability, and he don't talk like that. You know, he'll listen. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Or if somebody tell him something, he'll listen. And then he'll repeat what he heard. And if he didn't understand it good, he'll say, I didn't understand what you were saying. Could you show me or teach me or go a little bit slower? You know, so sometimes we have to take in consideration that other people are talking to.
I see people with disability, and they blame everything on their disability. And I'm glad they know that I'm hearing what you're telling me with this, because I too, am one of those that used to sit up and blame everything on my disability because, oh, I was bipolar. I was schizophrenic. I'm this, I'm that. But today I have learned not to claim these things for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that you're showing me what I needed you to show me with that, because I really needed to say and listen to it. The subject in Thailand is going so hand in hand, because like your son, I'm able to do these things, but I have people that tells me all the time that because I'm not I didn't listen, I missed this, I missed that, and I learned how to listen more. At one time, I didn't know how, and I admit I am one of those that go 90 miles an hour. But then the enemy tried to tell me, oh, this is your disability. That's your disability. But then I stopped blaming on my disability, and that's what I wanted to hear.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, don't blame that on that, because if you want to change, all you do is ask God. He will slow you down. He will, one day you would realize that when you used to be in a conversation with someone, you talked a whole 2 or 3 hours. You never let that other person got a word in. But soon as you closed your mouth and you looked at that other person and they just got up and walked away from you, you said, they say, you ain't heard a thing I was saying. You never let me got a word in. You just been boom, 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 boom. You see what I'm saying? But we need to take the time to sit down, even for a school teacher. She got a classroom full of students. How do you think that teacher would make it the whole day if everybody was talking at the same time and not listening to the what words she say? And then when she put a test before them, well, when did you do this? Here? Well, Billy, I was telling you we're going to have a test on Friday, and this is what we're going to have a test on. But you evidently was distracted by something else. You was not listening. And I know y'all children, a lot of children that come in and tell their parents, well, I made an F or a D. Well, why did you, and the first thing we as parents would say, You mean you wasn't listening to your teacher? You didn't hear your teacher say, write this stuff off the blackboard for future reference? What were you doing in class that you did not get that information down? You see what I'm saying? So that goes as well as for the adult. We have to listen. We don't have to do all the talking. We're talking so much that we can't even get the word God has given to us because we have that alligator steadily running. But sometimes let that alligator rest and really hear with an ear, open ear, what thus saith the Lord. Because he's trying to get messages to us each and every day of our life. We got to move some of those distractions, that loud music, the TV, a whole lot of stuff that we let interfere with hearing from God. But you hear a lot of people in the course of the day, I'm waiting on God, I'm listening for God. But you got so much distraction, so much stuff going around you, God can't even get through to you. He's deadly trying to talk to you, but you can't hear. So, you know, we have to have an opportunity to express when we serve together, you know, in Christian love. You know, we have to express. We sometimes love needs to be expressed in listening and what we hear. You know, as I learn to listen, I learn to love more and do the thing. You know, I listen, but sometimes we're not listening with the full listening capacity of our ear. Sometimes we're listening, and I'm listening with one part of my ear, but trying to hear something else going on the other side with the other ear. And both of them, boom, they just come collaging with one another. We have to take the time to really listen to what God is saying to each and every one of us today. And I think I have a little time to play us another song. And y'all know I'm going to put my favorite song on today. I hope it blessed someone that's listening in. Jesus will work it out. I have a guest that's on. Another guest would like to say something. Yes, you're now on the air. Yes, you're now on the air. Guess what area code 832-712.
This is
yes.
Minister Mitchell on air. Yes. I'm at the dentist's office, but I was listening to your program. It has been a therapy for me today. God bless you and keep you and continue to do what you're doing. God bless.
Thank you so much. Dr. Mitchell, thank you for coming on today. Well, in coming up to our closing of our program today on ministering of listening, you know, I thought about that in ministry. You know, I myself say, I also need to listen to those who share in my ministry that goes to the prison with me, go to the jail, or come help me on outreach. I try to listen to everything, suggestions that they have. I try to talk less and listen to what they're saying, something that would make life simpler, do a job that's simpler, that's easy. And, you know, when we do that, you know, everybody can work together where we listening, we sharing, we talking, but we're not overrunning each other. We're showing each other some partners that will help, and that is a blessing. I just invite people to share and need and sit down and talk with one another. Have a listening ear. Support one another. Don't ridicule each other, but sit down and talk and listen to one another. Because, you know, as they say, you can kill more flies with honey. And if you're listening, it's a lot of things. If we just would listen. But some people want to take things out of context or take them in. Some people want you to do all the listening to them, but when you open your mouth, they don't want you to say a word. You're supposed to be mealy-mouthed, and you're supposed to take everything they say, hook, went, sank, and everything. But sometimes somebody have to be quiet and listen and give time for somebody else to say something. So today our program have been the ministry of listening. I know a lot of people probably wouldn't even thought about that, but, you know, that is so important because we always say we're listening for God's voice. Or if somebody asks, have you ever heard God's voice? Do God speak to you in an audible voice or what? You know, and sometimes, no, but you're talking so much or you're running off and you got so many distractions, you haven't took time to hear what God is actually saying for you. It's some people that's in computer land, radio land today that's listening to me today. I hope it was something that was said on this broadcast today that would draw you closer to God and let you know, don't hold on to a sickness or anything like that and feel that you can't do better. Yes, you can. You can go to your Heavenly Father and ask Him for everything you want. You can go to Him and ask Him, let me be able to convert a conversation, but let me be a good listener also. Don't let me just want to run off at the mouth and don't listen to what someone. Let me be able to do what you have called me to do. And as we close out the show, I'll say a prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for the callers that call in, the ones that listen in, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to strengthen each and every one of them, dear Heavenly Father. Bless them as they travel up and down the roads today, wherever they may need to go, dear Heavenly Father. Let them have a listening ear to be able to hear your voice today. Through the distraction, through the clutter, everything of life, let them take time aside to be able to hear actually from you, dear Heavenly Father, for themselves. That way they know what your voice sounds like. They know what you're saying to them, dear Heavenly Father, what direction you want them to go in this day. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. We're going to say amen, and we're just going to get ready to leave the air and just play a little tune as we're going off. I want you all to have a wonderful and a blessed day. And today I hope with this song say, you won't leave here like you came.
Like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, sick or lame. Hallelujah. For the power of the Lord is still the same. So lean on somebody and tell them, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Can I say it again? You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, sick or lame. For the power of the Lord, it still remains the same. For my time is up. But I got to say it one more time. You won't leave here like you came. Is there anybody need a blessing tonight? In Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, and in pain. Oh, Lord. Jeshua, for the power of the Lord. I said the power of the Lord. The power of the Lord. It remains the same. Say it quiet. Up your hands and bless them tonight. Give the Lord a praise offering in this place. I don't know what you came in the house with today, but if you cast your cares on the Lord, tell somebody you don't have to leave here like you came.